Please welcome to the Will Turn stage, Mr. Kevin Pollak.
Thank you. Let me just hang this here. Here's the thing. This is very exciting. It's Christmas time, and we are gearing up right now. I know you are, like I am, gearing up, some of you, if not most of you, to spend the holidays with the family. That takes some gearing up, doesn't it? Yeah, because going home to visit the family for me always means the same thing, restraining order. I'll fly up north where I'm from. It's a short flight. It's actually just long enough to get up in the air, but not quite long enough to have a drink, which pisses me off. And the stewardess is kind of rubbing it in by pushing the drink cart down the aisle. Here's all the booze you could have had if we just had a few more minutes. You'll excuse me while I push this up to the cockpit. Yeah, the pilots are sucking them back three at a time. I can't get a beer. Do not care for that whole flying thing. Anybody else like me? You get on that plane. I don't understand the whole multi-ton tube soaring through the air. I don't know the other passengers. That's the first problem. You like me, you get on the plane, you look at the other people. Who are these people? Do any of them look like they're meant to die? Plus, I saw those airport movies that came out in the 70s. To this day, I get on a plane, I see a nun playing guitar, my ass is off the plane. I'm not sticking around for a chorus of Kumbaya. It's not going to happen. Do you even listen to the safety flight crap? Do you even know? No, if something goes bad, we have got to count on or plan for the buddy system. Don't turn to me, really, because I can help you with your seatbelt. That's pretty much it. I don't want to know, really. Your seat is a flotation device. Okay, now let's stop the safety speech right there. I'm sorry. Did you say in case of a water landing? Really? So we're just going to turn into a hydrofoil as we hit the ocean? Landing. Your seat is a... And then we're supposed to be happy and excited about this. Honey, did you hear? Our seat floats! Yeah! My seat is a flotation device. What else? The drink cart is a shark cage? Am I supposed to shove lightly salted nuts into the shark's eye? Get out of here, you. Oh, you want a piece of this? So, and no smoking on the plane. That's the other part of these pre-flight speech. This is a non-smoking flight. Yeah, no kidding, hon. How long's it been? 10 years? Huh? Let it go. Remember when they first passed this law and they came out with an airline that was all smoking? Freedom Air. Do you remember these idiots? Yeah, that's what we needed, a big death ship hanging overhead, huh? I wasn't getting on this. I was holding out for the all-heroin flight. Actually, that's what I'm... Yeah. Oxygen mask drops down. You just tie yourself off and go. Yeah. The stewardess! And don't try to sneak one in the bathroom. As we all know, tampering with the smoke device is a federal offense. We know that as a group. Isn't that frightening? Yeah! A federal offense. Seems a little stiff penalty-wise, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, let's compare. OJ cuts his wife's head off. He's playing golf in Miami. I remove a couple AA batteries. I'm sharing a cell with a guy named Stinky who's trying to sell my butt for a carton of Camels. Thank you. Thank you. So I'll go up and visit the family. Oh, my. Oh, my. It all starts with Dad around the table, the storyteller. You can't shut him up as hard as you try. Endless details in every story. There's always one detail that you kind of know isn't true. Like he'll say, Korean War. Fought the Battle of Baldy Hill. We fought inch by inch. I was killed. Oh, shut up, Dad. You were not. Were you there? Sit there and eat my turkey. Tell me I wasn't killed.
Mom, would you ask the ghost to pass the mashed potatoes? I see dead people.
Yeah. Dad is addicted to all the reality shows, The Millionaire, The Survivor. He loves these shows. The Millionaire, I say, Dad, what kind of a name for a show is this, first of all? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Why are you watching it? Who wants to be? Isn't that pretty much everyone? Why should I root for these people? Oh, you want to be a millionaire. Oh, hey, good for you, huh? Change the title of the show. Give me a reason to root for these people. Call the show Who Wishes They Hadn't Married That Waitress from Reno. See, here, this is a guy that needs a fan base. Survivor. I said, Dad, really, you love this show? Watching naked fat guys scrounging for food. It's my senior year in college, really. But his favorite show is on the Discovery Channel. I don't know how this happened. Yeah, he watches this show, this guy with the alligator hunting. For the nine of you that don't know who I'm talking about, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, is this this Australian freak who takes he and his wife Terry into the swamp in the outback and hunts down the most dangerous animals on the planet and then provokes them. Terry and I have just come across the most dangerous snake in the world. The Australian Chumwamba. The Chumwamba can shoot its venom 20 feet in the air, can outrun a cheetah. Don't move, Terry. Your foot there is right by the snake's head. If you move, we'll have to rush into the hospital like we did last week. In the meantime, I'll get the snake's attention by poking him in the eye with this stick. How? Why? Why would you? The holiday season for me really starts with Halloween because my dad and I have the same birthday, which as a kid growing up, everyone thinks, oh, same birthday as your dad, that must be great. It sucked, really, because your birthday is supposed to be your day, but no, it's dad's day, too. You know, oh, sure, some years we celebrated how I wanted to, but most years, you know, we just ended up at the track where he would say something inspirational like, remember, Kev, if horse number five comes in, you can get that tricycle you've been bitching about. So Halloween became my favorite holiday. Our birthday's the day before, and I still dress up for the kids who come to the door. Yeah, because, you know, I don't want to be that cranky neighbor. You remember as a kid, you'd ring all the doorbells, and there was that one guy in the block. You'd ring the doorbell, and from inside, you'd hear, yeah, yeah, I'm coming. Ooh. So they open the door. Because I do the impersonations, every year I try to figure out who they're going to get. This last year when they opened the door, they got Christopher Walken. Kids, whoa. Trick or treat. Hey, good question. I got a question. Which one of you can guess what I've buried under my house? Have a great Christmas. God bless Mark and Brian. Kevin Pollak. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, pal. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays, Kevin Pollak. Funny, funny.